San Francisco's Club Hangover was one of the premier jazz venues for Dixieland on the West Coast in the 50s. Among the Hangover's most popular headliners was trumpeter Muggsy Spanier, playing early classic jazz tunes like this Memphis Blues. Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer.
Thank you.
W.C. Handy's Memphis Blues, Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band, live in San Francisco, opening this hour of Club Hangover Rarities. Performances taken mostly from the original broadcast tapes of radio station KCBS, some never issued on disc. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Stay tuned for exciting live performances by trumpeters Muggsy Spanier, Red Nichols, Lee Collins, and Louis Armstrong. Muggsy Spanier was one of the more distinctive trumpeters to emerge from the very early Chicago jazz scene. Actually, he played a cornet with a cup mute in the style of Joe King Oliver. Then in 1939, Muggsy was among the vanguard of Dixielanders launching a revival of classic New Orleans jazz style. He remained among the most tastefully stylish and best-loved of the Dixielanders, with a bluesy, soulful horn sound well into the mid-1960s. Personnel of Spanier's ragtime band, broadcasting from Club Hangover in San Francisco on this date in 1953, were Muggsy playing he favored a large bore cornet, clarinetist Darnell Howard, who was a frequent performer at the Hangover, Englishman Ralph Hutchinson on trombone, Mel Grant piano, Truck Parham, brother of the legendary Tiny Parham on bass, and drummer Barrett Deems, soon to join Louis Armstrong's All-Stars. Here's another of W.C. Handy's evergreen classics, St. Louis Blues. Yeah.
by now how the St. Louis Blues sound when Muggsy Spanier, Francis Muggsy Spanier, takes to it. How about this one right now, the Farewell Blues?
Hallelujah, we're swinging tonight.
Oh, yes.
Farewell Blues, Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band, typical of the early classic jazz sounds being revived by Spanier and the other Dixielanders in the 40s and 50s. Still ahead on this hour of Club Hangover Rarities, tapes of live broadcasts originally heard on radio KCBS in San Francisco in the early 50s, trumpeters Red Nichols and Lee Collins, who was originally from New Orleans. Of course, the definitive New Orleans trumpeter is Louis Armstrong, who made at least one appearance at Club Hangover. Louis' all-stars on this date were Trummy Young, trombone, clarinetist Barney Bigard, who was originally from New Orleans via the Ellington Band and on his then second of three stints with Louis, Billy Kyle, piano, Milt Hinton, bass, and Kenny Jones, drums. Host for this broadcast was the late Bob Gurner, a KCBS radio announcer who had the foresight to tape and preserve this rare San Francisco appearance of Satchmo in January 1954.
From Club Hangover, Doc Doherty presents Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars. Yes, indeed. This is the night we've been waiting for quite some time here at Club Hangover. The one-week engagement of Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars will be coming your way for the next half hour on this broadcast over KCBS. And we'll be telling you about the personnel here, and you'll be hearing a lot of wonderful tunes. But right now, supposing that we hear all of Louis Armstrong's famous theme song, When It's Sleepy Time Down South. And here he comes himself to take over from this point on out. Hiya tonight, Pops.
Fine and dandy, Daddy.
Now, the pale moon shining on the fields below. The folks are crooning, solving love. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know, yes. When it's sleepy time down south. Yes, the south wind blowing through pine wood trees. The folks down there live a life. When old mammy falls on her knees. When it's sleepy time down south, yes. Steamboats up the river coming and going. Ba da 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 da. Splashing the night away. Ba ba da 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 da. You hear those banjos ringing. And our folks are singing, and they dance till the break of day. Yeah. Dear old Southland, with this dreamy song, you take me back where I belong. Right in my mammy's arms. Baptist, bottle that is, battle that is it. Brilliant in the sun. Oh. Good evening, everybody on the radio. But that's it. But that's it. Sports fantasy. But that's it. Papa Teddy does it. Bobo do that sit. Papa Teddy that it. Yes, madam. Space is as for Babu's. Oh, yes, I will take it to the car.
Didn't get in the announcement, and I suppose it really doesn't need one. West End Blues. Well, let's see now. A little bucket's got a hole in it. There's a fine one from down New Orleans way, and there goes Billy Kyle at the piano, and looks like we're all set to do it all over again. Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars.
The bucket's got a hole in it, and we can't buy no more beer. Yes, a hole in it. Yeah, man, the bucket's got a hole in it. The bucket's got a hole in it. Come on in, your body be gone. Leave one, Bobby, leave one in there.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in.
Yeah.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in, 'cause baby, there's another mule in your stall.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars, live at Club Hangover in San Francisco, 1954. There's a well-known story about the origin of that song, Bucket's Got a Hole in It. The full title would be, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, Can't Get No Beer, and it refers to how beer was sold early in the last century. You see, in New Orleans and elsewhere, beer was sold on tap from the keg. Musicians, madams, or other entertainment professionals would send out a runner, often kids, to fetch beer in a small tin bucket from a tavern or bar. And of course, if the bucket's got a hole in it, tragedy ensued. Still ahead this hour, rare live performances from Club Hangover by trumpeters Lee Collins and Red Nichols. I'm Dave Redlauer. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. The Jazz Rhythm website, where you can explore early jazz, link to the World Wide Web of Jazz sites, or request program playlists, is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. Here's our next Club Hangover rarity, trumpeter Red Nichols and his Five Pennies playing Hoagie Carmichael's Riverboat Shuffle.
5 pennies. A wonderful thing by Hoagy Carmichael called the Riverboat Shuffle.
Red Nichols and His 5 Pennies, originally broadcast in 1953 on radio KCBS in San Francisco, a Club Hangover rarity on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me.